Recording one. Hi, Jody. I'm so happy that you are okay.
Yes, me too.
Where were you when the earthquake hit?
Well, I came in after playing outside. I ran up the stairs to my bedroom to watch TV. You know that music show that's on at 5:30?
Yes, I know the one.
Well, I was watching that when I heard a strange noise.
Were you frightened?
Not at first.
You are really brave. Luckily, I was on holiday, so I missed the earthquake.
Well, I was watching TV when the whole room shook. I really panicked. I thought it would collapse on my head.
That's scary. I'm so glad I wasn't there. What did you do next?
I shouted for my mom. Then I ran downstairs to the living room.
Wow. At least you are okay now, I suppose. I hope there are no more earthquakes for a while.
True. All's well that ends well.
Recording 2.
Hi, I'm Annie. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. We have had quite a few wildfires since I was young, but the most one was 2 years ago. I was shocked when I looked out of the window. The trees across the field from our house were blazing. The flames were red and orange. They seemed to fly up in the sky. At first, I was just curious, but then I saw the old barn catch fire. That was where Katie and I usually played. It flared up straight away because there was so much hay in there. The next thing I knew, the whole building was like a giant ball of fire. That was the moment I felt worried. The wind was blowing towards our house. I realized that the flames were coming my way, so I was scared. I felt sick for a minute, but I managed to call for my mom. I turned round to run down the stairs. I was actually terrified. Then my dad picked me up and carried me from the house.